Westchester's favorite morning show.
I love the morning show.
Good morning, Westchester, with Dennis and Tawny. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX. Hello, folks. This is the Lou and Steve Show. Steve Mayo, Lou Felician on WVOX 1460 AM. Call in 914-636-0110. I want to get right back to Vince, but I just want to give you a preview. In coming weeks, I hope Lou and I have a chance to address utility prices as, of course, gas and oil are flying through the roof and the United States is less energy dependent than it was 15 months ago because of certain national leadership. Let us not forget there's a role of local power in this. There's something the politicians dreamed up called Sustainable Westchester. That's the opportunity of Westchester residents to overpay for sustainable energy sources. And it's with the complicity of local politicians, the state capitol, the denizens of White Plains and the county legislature. You may want to ask county legislator Maher what his role in this debacle is. If you're paying Sustainable Westchester for your local energy costs, you're overpaying. And I'd like to know how that's helping the environment. Need some more details, but not tonight. We're talking about Eastern Europe, Western Europe, the state of the world. Very scary. Before we get back to Vince, I just want to say this is a very trying time. I know our hearts go out to the victims, the families of victims of this war. And I can only tell you, weakness attracted this. Nothing but weakness in our national leadership and our loss of energy independence and our loss of economic standing. And that's not President Biden. That's presidents, Democrat and Republican, going back 50 to 60 years. We have no independence, and we should dread the day if Russia and China somehow find a way to unite in economic and other strategies to our detriment. We have almost no leverage over China. I tell you, dear audience, Russia's bad enough. I dread the day if we are forced to consider applying sanctions and worse, embargoes against China. I don't think we have a hand to play there, but I'd love to hear your opinion. 914-636-0110. We are on the air with Vince. Vince, your final thoughts. Hello, Vince? Hello, Vince? All right, so Vince, you there?
Yes, I am.
Please,
thanks,
just get to your final point. You were on a very interesting historical tract.
Well, look, we have to understand the Russian mind. It goes back centuries that Russia was constantly being invaded by adventurers moving out of their borders in Europe. And this is part of their soul. I get it. But the fact of the matter is, when we look at the issues that are involving with Ukraine, unfortunately for these folks, the weakness that is perceived around the world, and particularly with China and Russia and others, with our present administration, is mind-boggling. The energy issue, of course, is incredibly telling. Biden has shut down all leases on federal land. We have centuries worth of oil, gas, and coal in our own country. Why in God's name are we importing energy from Russia, which is what we're doing now under Biden? And of course, Biden, Vince, has not shut down the trade of Russian gas and oil. Gazprom,
nope,
the bank that handles those transactions, was not cited for sanctioning.
Of course.
That's why Wall Street is doing okay.
Of course. The bankers, let's face it, the investors always do well. Didn't the communists tell us this? I hate to give them credit for any economic wisdom.
Well,
but we're learning, Vince, as you point out, the capitalists, the professional capitalists, flourish in good times or bad. We need our state. We need our capitalist state, our constitutional state, but it must not be divorced from moral issues, and this administration is failing in that important mission.
Well,
thank you very much, Vince. Thanks for the points. Always interesting from Vince. Let's go to our next caller. Hello, Joel.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Joel.
What's up?
How you doing?
Good, Joel. Get to your point. We're backed up with calls. Very active.
Okay. What's the point?
What's your point, Joel?
Humanitarian. UkraineNewsAgency.com.
Say that again, please.
Humanitarian aid. You can find humanitarian aid assistance.
Right.
By going to UkraineNewsAgency.com.
UkraineNewsAgency.com.
Right.
Very
right.
Good.
I am working with
purely humanitarian aid only at this point, right?
That's all I'm going to speak about.
Yeah. Well, that's all I want to know about right now. And that's a source, that's a fund to benefit Ukrainian people.
No, it's a news source, but they have dozens upon dozens of links you can go into if you want to contribute and help the civilians in Ukraine.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Great effort. How has been the reception? Have you been getting coverage and contacts?
What, in Ukraine?
No, in this .com you've announced. Have you been getting a good response?
It's gone viral. It's gone viral. But again, it's not public knowledge. I'm not behind it. I'm hoping to promote it, okay?
Of course.
Don't get me killed.
Heaven forbid. Don't even joke about it. Joel, as always, you're in the forefront of humanitarian and moral issues. It's way more important than politics. We have to help individuals who are often misled by their leaders. And that misleadership is not only in Russia, it's in Ukraine. It's in the United States. Joel, thanks for the point.
Joel.
Point duly taken. Thank you for the call. Okay. Lou, you want to make a point in response?
I just want to thank Joel for all he does. He helps a lot of people out with a lot of things. I wanted to just thank Joel.
No, he's got a very good, broad humanitarian streak in him.
Great guy.
And no shortage of opinions on him, not all of which I agree with. But one thing he does, which I have no quarrel with, he's looking out for the welfare of individuals. That's the bottom line here. We're talking about freedom and liberty and the welfare of people. And, of course, identifying national leaders, Eastern and Western, European, American, Asian, throughout the world, who are doing the job of protecting their citizens and their neighbors. Very important point. Let's go on to our next call. Hello.
Hey, Larry.
Yeah, hello. Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, good. Larry. How are you doing? Speak up, please.
Good. At the risk of sounding like being labeled a terrorist, I'd like to say that Biden needs to be impeached. He needs to be impeached for giving us open borders, and we're financing the war in the Ukraine because we're buying 600,000 barrels of oil a day from Russia. So Russia couldn't do this without the income of the oil. We were energy independent. He's destroying our country. He's doing it intentionally. I have no respect for the man.
Larry, I don't know if he's doing the wrong policies unintentionally. I think perhaps he may have some misplaced lunatic economic ideas and ideas of national sovereignty. But I will tell you, Larry, it's hard to shed a tear for anybody's sovereignty but our own under this administration when they pay no attention to the Mexican border, which we know is a source of terror, a laundered funds and misbegotten funds of all types. So,
and that isn't intentional? That's intentional.
I just want to touch on one thing, Larry, which you said, okay?
I think it is. The policy's intentional.
Here's the thing. Scientists proved with ground studies that they did in North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, Alaska, we have enough of our own oil.
And we have a few hundred years worth.
Exactly. We should be drilling for our own oil. We got foreign countries off the coast of our land drilling for oil right off our shorelines or whatever, and we don't do it. This is crazy because we become dependent, and this has to stop or whatever. You look what's happening right now. Another problem that's going to happen, and I say within the next couple of months, is the Iranian thing. You give Iranian this deal, forget about it. You just caused another major problem.
That John Kerry's a joke. He's talking to Russia. He says, I hope they're going to be aware of the environment. You know, what a moron. What are we paying these people for?
He's delusional.
I want to bring up one more point.
Go ahead.
The thing that's going on in Ukraine just shows the importance of the Second Amendment. They're lining up at the police stations to get guns to protect themselves. You think it can't happen in this country? Look what's happening in Canada. That Trudeau, that dictator, he's freezing people's bank accounts. In Australia, the police are going out like Nazis, beating people and arresting them for not wearing masks.
And we know also Trudeau Jr., last week, or was it 2 weeks ago, was invoking national emergency laws, things that we wouldn't, we even most Democrats wouldn't support at this stage because of some actions advised or ill-advised by truckers. This is what Trudeau acts against. With all their threats.
And here's another thing right now. Ukrainian people, there's a brewery in Ukraine that they gave the bottles to, and they're making Molotov cocktails that they're going throwing up against tanks. Here's people making $10 bombs, and when these people have high technology and everything else, but they're still fighting these people with Molotov cocktail.
They're seriously independent.
So they're very, very proud of these people for standing up for their country.
But, like using the pea shooter against the machine gun.
But still, you have to credit them for action.
Balls against a battleship.
You have to credit them for their verve. The Eastern Europeans have always been fiercely independent, tried to fight the Nazis, failed miserably. Communists also couldn't keep their independence. But let me ask you, could we have worse professional leadership in the military ranks than the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, who, was it 3 or 4 months ago, was talking about mandatory training regarding white supremacy in the military? He attended himself.
He's a woke communist.
Well, that's it's certainly not reassuring, the leadership we have there. And I can only tell you, I pray for favorable results come November. Larry, we got to keep
guys.
At it.
Good.
Thanks for the call.
Larry, thank you so much.
Very compelling and very fervent commentary from our friend Larry here at WVOX 1460 AM. We invite your calls. Pro, con, in the middle, right, left, whatever suits you. Call in 914-636-0110. Lou and I will be back right after this break. Everybody, it's Lou and Steve show. That's Steve Mayo, Lou Feliciano. We're on WVOX Mondays at 5:30. We've been talking on the situation in Eastern Europe. All I can tell you is take yourself back a few months, Lou, dear audience. The United States is leaving Afghanistan, we might say precipitously, I would say haphazardly, sloppily. But the general objective, Lou, I think we agreed on, Lou, we have to get out of Afghanistan. It was going wrong, and we had no other things to contribute there. But I ask you, Lou.
But the way we did it was wrong.
Of course, fundamentally, profoundly, and disgracefully. Let me ask you, Lou, do you think the situation would be a little different? Do you think President Putin would be a little more questioning, a little more, a little less confident if we hadn't given up Bagram Air Base? 400 miles from the Russian and Chinese borders.
That we talked about this on the show a lot of times, me and you. That should have been never given up because that was a strategic point for our military and our intelligence. And we should have never gave that up.
Completely. And I don't think we would have had to use it. We wouldn't have had to lift flights from there. Just its presence a few hundred miles from Russian national territory would have deterred a little bit more than what we faced a few weeks ago. I don't know. Let's see. Let's see what our callers say. That seems very plain to me. Hello, Mitchell.
Hi. Well, first of all, just let me say how sad I am that this is happening to my comrades. As you know, Steve.
Come on, don't joke. Nobody's.
I'm not joking, Steve. As you know, I'm probably the only caller who has a town in Ukraine named after my family name, from where my family came
Tarnopol,
from.
Of course. You've told me.
So. Yeah, yes. So, but that said, listen, I got to say, I totally disagree with Mr. Trump's opinion that Vladimir was a genius for invading the Ukraine. I hope he's reconsidered.
When did he say he was a genius?
The day after they invaded.
And what was the context of it?
They invaded.
In national policy. But let me ask you something. What do you think about Trump's policy of drilling for oil and fracking for gas? Do you think that was a good policy?
No.
Okay. Well, do you have a discount on your fuel? I don't know. All my neighbors are talking about They didn't talk about politics until 3 weeks ago. They started noticing their fuel bills.
I do want to commend President Biden and the European leaders for the genius way they're handling the Russians, who are losing this battle very badly and totally being embarrassed. Sadly, there are Ukrainians who are dying
as
a result of it.
But Mitch, how much territory have the Russians given up in this losing effort, you say? They haven't retreated one inch.
And how much?
I think we needed deterrence, and I don't think this is it. But that's my view.
No, this is exactly what we should do. We haven't lost one American life.
Thank God. But let me ask you, where are the Germans and the French in this? Why don't they mobilize?
They are doing exactly what they should be doing. Sanctions are working, and I applaud the European leaders and Biden
for doing the right thing. Okay, Mitch, thanks for the call. There are other callers to get to.
Thank you, Mitchell.
Thank you for your independent view. Though I can't cotton to it myself, I think Biden's done nothing right, in my opinion. Let's go to the next caller. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, Chris.
There's not much time, so let me we could agree with something. Putin is a megalomaniac.
All right, what good is that doing you?
Yeah, well, I just want to let you know.
Okay, join the course.
But anyway, Lou, as far as the UN, they don't have military capability, okay? I think they just passed humanitarian aid today, something I think $25 million or something to go to Ukraine.
But why can't they be put on Poland's border and tell
the UN?
Peacekeeping troops.
Peacekeeping, exactly right, Steve. And tell Putin, listen, we're taking people, we're bringing aid, we're bringing supplies. Why can't they? If they're truly for humanity, they should step up to the plate.
That would be a good prophylactic measure, Chris, if you ask me. Put troops before there's an invasion. Sorry?
That's not for the UN. The UN does not involve themselves in military activity.
No, but wait a second. But Chris, they've had the blue helmeted troops that goes back decades.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, sometimes they're brought in as an arbitrator. Okay, like they did in Lebanon.
Right.
Okay. So, but they don't have any capability to approve military action. It's not in their charter.
No, but I don't think that's what Lou was advocating.
But we can't have these people come there and bring the women and children. You know, these are war crimes in my eyes. When you attack synagogues, you attack churches and mosques, that's war crimes, Chris.
Right. Yes, I understand that. Yes, I agree with that.
But don't you think don't you think there would be a deterrent to further aggression, at least against Poland, which you hear is a possible next target? You don't think it would be productive to put UN troops at peacekeepers?
No, there's no such thing as UN troops. There's no such thing as UN troops.
Well, they're member nations with troops.
The only thing the UN could do is peacekeeping.
What could be a better story of peacekeeping than putting troops of member nations in Poland before it's invaded?
Well, why aren't they putting a plea to Putin from the General Assembly, from all the countries of the world? This way it's not
united. All of the countries in the UN, almost all of them, are united. That's why I approve of Biden's policy. He has united the world against Russia.
Well, what good is it doing, against the Russian moves, though?
Chris, I'll give you that. But one thing I thought Biden should have did from the beginning, he should have went swift a little earlier. He should have stopped the flow of money.
There's not enough time. But
that's
I
would have did. If I was the president of the United States, I would have put that in order right away, the swift thing, because that's the flow of money of all of Europe.
Yeah, well, he didn't want to go down in history as someone that incited the Third World War. He wanted to go in as a reactionary situation to Putin.
You think you're inciting President Putin by exerting sanctions before the borders have been crossed? I don't understand it. I don't understand how that could be stated.
By what with sanctions?
You're saying that sanctions are appropriate now. Sanctions should have been applied a month ago.
Well, you know, that would have incited. Then he would have been blamed for inciting Putin to do something.
So now he moved without incitement.
No, he took a reactionary policy to Putin. Okay, but let's call it I agree with. Okay, because he was able to unite the world. Against Putin.
Chris, I understand what you're saying, but I don't see it has any effect whatsoever. No deterrent or otherwise. But point made, Chris. Thank you.
Thank you, Biden. Chris.
Biden, let's face it, Lou, will have his defenders. His approval ratings, if you want to trust ABC, I don't, Lou, 37%. Not very promising. The Democrats, I can only say, God willing, let us hope this administration is successful.
Well, on Chris's behalf and Mitch's behalf, I got to say one thing. The dollar is worth pennies. The ruble was worth pennies. 1460 W.